The state Senate and Assembly both signed off on the measure Thursday, which allows tax exemptions for contributions to the private HSAs. Democratic State Representative Gordon Hintz says the plan's almost $50 million price tag is too steep.
When your community starts saying, how can you cut our schools? How can you cut our technical colleges? And you're saying, you know, geez, we could have spent that $50 million different ways. That's what this vote is about right now.
Republicans pushed the plan as part of a special session on job creation. State Representative Jeff Stone says it meets that goal by allowing people to risk starting a new business without having to give up health insurance.
I think we want to allow that option for people who might be willing to maybe go get a loan on their house and put it all at risk, put everything they have at risk in order to create a job for themselves and maybe create some jobs for other people.
Only about 1% of the population will qualify for the exemption. Although Stone says it's those people who need help when taking a chance.
It's that 1% of people in this state that we need to step up and be able to say, I'm going to risk it all to maybe create a job for myself, a new job in this state, and maybe create 5 or 10 more jobs for other people in Wisconsin that need to work.
Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.